KFDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Idaho say a man armed with a rifle started a wildfire on Sunday on a mountain, then began shooting when firefighters showed up. Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris.
At approximately 2 o'clock, firefighters broadcast that they were being shot at on Canfield Mountain.
The third firefighter was shot and wounded. The gunman also found dead of a gunshot wound. Well, they finally broke for the night.
Under the previous order, the Senate stands adjourned until 9 a.m.
Members of the Senate expected to vote today on the big budget bill President Trump once passed. Democrats demanded that the bill be read aloud. It's nearly 1,000 pages and took nearly 16 hours to do so. Republican Senator Tom Tillis, one of only two Republican no votes on the bill, announcing he will not seek re-election in North Carolina. President Trump speaking out against him on social media. Trade talks with Canada resuming after Canada rescinded its plan to tax U.S. tech firms. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is the deadline for Wisconsin lawmakers to pass a new two-year state budget. If they don't, it'll create complications for municipalities and school districts all over the state who are trying to craft their own budget plans. Shali Pittman reports.
The legislature's budget committee met again Friday night, over 12 hours after their planned 10 a.m. start. They skipped debates on major funding items, but did approve budgets for several state agencies. The meeting lasted just over an hour and followed a familiar pattern. Democrats proposed motions, Republicans voted them down, and then passed their own plans on party lines. But not without criticism. Here's Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee.
There is something wrong with the decisions that we are making in this body, and we aren't saving taxpayers' money the way that we like to claim that we are.
Governor Evers says he won't sign a budget that doesn't include funding for the state's child care program. Another major item, funding for the universities of Wisconsin, was pulled from the agenda. The committee also resolved a longstanding dispute by releasing $10 million to the Department of Public Instruction for early literacy coaching.
We want to help kids read. And unfortunately, it's taken this legislature a tremendous amount of time to allocate the funds for that.
Democratic Rep. Tip McGuire from Kenosha. The money had been held up by a legal fight over the governor's veto powers. Mark Bourne co-chairs the Joint Finance Committee.
The reason for the delay was an unconstitutional veto by the governor, ruled unanimous, unconstitutional by the state Supreme Court. And so we're glad that justice has been done and we're here now with the proper accounts and able to do these.
If lawmakers hadn't acted on that funding by tonight, the funds would have lapsed back into the state's $4 billion surplus. For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A new deal for Bobby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks offering Bobby Portis Jr. a three-year contract extension worth $44 million. Portis asked why he's grateful Doc Rivers is his head coach.
You know, sometimes you get put in a box and not get to display what you can really do. So I'm thankful for Doc just letting me just play ball and just letting the game come to me. And it's been easier to go out there and just play the game the way I know how to play.
Meanwhile, Kevin Porter Jr. has declined the Bucks' offer to stay in Milwaukee and is instead headed to free agency. Baseball. Brewers have the day off. They travel to New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The crew losing in extra innings yesterday to the struggling Colorado Rockies, 4-3. Not enough production at the plate, said Pat Murphy.
We had three hits through the ninth inning, I believe, and one was a bloop and one was an infield hit. We had four hits. And two homers that were timely and great. More and more, we couldn't finish the job.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Our high today, right around 80. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to the low 60s. Tomorrow, a whole lot of sunshine with a high right around 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Sugar River Pizza and The John and Gorda Show have both been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. Thanks for your vote. To celebrate, they're throwing Sugar River Pizza parties at workplaces around Madison all summer. If your workplace would like a Best of Madison pizza party with Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, get to WMDXradio.com and tell us why. If your office is selected, the party's on us.
Hey, vote for us and maybe we'll give you an extra slice of pizza.
Maybe. Or maybe a breadstick.
Vote for us.
Go to WMDXradio.com for all the details.
You're going to find incredible savings during the 4th of July sale at Verlo Mattress. We dare you to compare our American-made, locally crafted, factory-direct mattresses. You see, we handcraft every Verlo mattress locally and pass the savings on to you. And every mattress we make is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Save big when you upgrade to an adjustable base. And the more you buy, the more you save on pillows, sheets, and mattress protectors. But you'd better hurry. American-made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Take a look back at the weekend headlines with Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, and State Senator Kelder Royce on what's happening in the Joint Finance Committee. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Like a fine wine aged to perfection, until the bottle shatters against the rocks of history. Two ancient warriors of radio broadcasting take to the airwaves of Madison for anyone brave enough to listen to the unvarnished truth, or something like that. It's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Might add a mahogany varnish to the truth.
You think
see
so?
See how it looks.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the Morning, and we're hoping that we win the Best of Madison. I'm on pins and needles.
Today's the last day of voting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Jeez, we're in a tough competition, boy, I tell you.
Oh, are we? It's down to, six, right? We're in the top six.
Six.
And then they pick, first place, second place, third place. But we don't find out till like, September or October.
I know, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
But the last day of voting's today. Does it take them that long to count the votes? It wouldn't seem like that would...
Well, it's going to take a couple of months, for them to figure out and decide who is the winner first, second, and third. But here's the thing, we could always assume that we won up until that point. So,
okay, sure.
I'm taking bragging rights immediately.
Well, we'll see about that, but we'll have to wait.
Yeah.
We'll wait and see.
Wait and see. My brothers, voted for Trump. And they thought, well, let's wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, we got a note here already from somebody. I was watching on what, YouTube or Facebook or somewhere. Mm-hmm. Vote the John and Gordy Show for Best of Madison. Sure did. This T says that.
T McRowan, right?
McRowan.
T McRaven.
McRaven, yeah.
McRaven or
Yeah, well, it's quite far away. The monitor's like 8 miles from me this morning.
We had very small print, too, but,
What can
we do about that? Nothing.
That's in the chat.
Look at this beautiful sunshine. Wow. It's a fantastic morning.
Oh, it's gorgeous out there.
It's still slightly humid, and, it's still going to feel
like
that.
But the whole thing here is, yesterday afternoon, it just turned, all of a sudden, that front went through, and it cooled off dramatically, and it was just really nice outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was mowing my lawn.
You were mowing your lawn.
And here came the rain. I had to stop mowing the lawn for 20 or 30 minutes, and then I mowed the rest of the lawn. It looked really good after I mowed it.
Yeah, you stopped mowing the lawn, had a six-pack, and then came back out and finished the job. Good job, man.
Rose may be a little uneven, but I had a good time.
And you're part of the neighbor's lawn, too.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Okay, we have 67 degrees, according to the WMDX official weather watch from Samsung.
That's good.
And it feels like, by the way, 67 degrees. High around 84 today.
Oh, is that what it's saying?
Yep. Okay. And tonight, low around 64.
Okay. Well, let's check the weather roulette wheel, producer Dom. Why don't you spin the wheel and see what we get here for an afternoon high?
All right. Ooh, that's spinning. You know,
so we got to.
That's spinning this morning.
It sure is. Wow.
Woo! Look out!
Must have put some WD-40 in there or something. 82, red 82. Mm, so red. You said 84, so yeah. We'll see about that. Okay.
Usually right.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. A little while from now, in fact, in about 10 minutes or so, we'll talk to Pam Yonke.
Mm-hmm.
Get the latest from her on what's going on, the fabulous farm babe. Lots of things happening. Did you have a good weekend? Things,
No. What? Well, yeah, I had a good weekend. I fine-tuned all of the stories that we have never gotten to on this program.
It's a lot of them, too.
I threw a lot of them out, and I fine-tuned it. Now we are going to be presenting a lot of those stories during Idiocracy.
Can't wait.
That's, going back in time.
I
almost want to bring out the time tunnel, but in this case, it's not that far back.
I don't think Dom has experienced the time tunnel yet.
I haven't. Yeah. I'm trying to look for it.
Well, we'll use that at some point.
We at times jump into the time tunnel and go back to a day when the Republicans were just as bad as they were today.
Yeah.
Just to prove our point.
Mm-hmm.
But Dom, we haven't done that in a long time.
We haven't. Did you have a good weekend, Dom?
I did have a good weekend. Yeah, yeah. I brought my parents up here. I brought my
really?
Yeah, my parents got to see the wonderful world of Madison.
Wow!
And they enjoyed it. They didn't
scared
like,
them.
Yeah, scared them a little bit, especially with that Morgan Wallen concert
been
going on.
I'll tell you what,
the last few days
over by Camp Randall.
Yeah, what is that all about?
You know, that's sort of in my neighborhood and. Lots of cowboy hats and cowboy boots. You know, suddenly they came out of the woodwork. It was like Texas over there. Like, where are all these people coming from?
Couldn't wait to wear those boots again, you know.
Apparently.
You know, I went and bought cowboy boots, never wore them again. Just bought them.
Well, it's the young women that wear the short shorts, cowboy boots,
that looks cool,
and cowboy hats.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like, what? Okay. It's a fashion statement, I guess, because, you know, you can tell they're not working the rodeo. They're not cattle ranchers.
Exactly.
They're just, you know, they're just,
they're
got
not wearing
the look.
Chaps.
They're not wearing chaps. But I guess Morgan Wallen's a big deal because it was at Camp Randall. First time they've had a concert there for 20-something years.
Is it the first time they had a country star there, I'm wondering?
I don't know.
I think so, because I'm looking right now. Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
And then after that, in a couple of weeks, it's Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Those are the only two.
That's the big one.
In however long at Camp Randall. So.
Yeah.
Can you look up and see when, just ask Google when the last concert was at Camp Randall. See what Google comes up with.
I remember. Yeah, the Pink
Stadium.
Floyd thing was...
did you go to Pink Floyd?
Yeah, I did.
Everybody talks about that show.
Everybody was there. Like
everybody
the
was there.
Frozen Tundra.
the floating pig and everything.
It was really cool. It was a real show.
Yeah, 1997, the Rolling Stones.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a good one. Stones. Was that the Steel Wheels tour? I imagine it was.
Bridges to Babylon tour.
Oh, the Bridges to Babylon.
I've seen, of course, so many Stone Scouts.
Did you?
I
went to one.
I can't remember which ones.
Went to one at Poplar Creek. What's the one down south near Johnson Creek?
Yeah.
Alpine.
Alpine Valley.
Alpine Valley.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
Oh, yeah.
Steel Wheels tour.
Yeah, I saw them there, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wonder if we were there on the same
Maybe,
night.
Probably. If you saw me in front taking pictures, that was probably me.
I got it through...
It was pretty aggressive.
Was it when we were at MAD?
What year was that?
I think it was 92 or 93, somewhere in there. 1993.
Do you still have that up there?
Alpine Valley, Rolling Stones.
Let me look.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, that was fun. Yeah,
but
the whole thing about going to Alpine Valley is trying to get out of the parking lot because it usually rains and it's a mud field.
It rains
and you
that
can't
night
get out
for the Stones,
and you can't get out. And then you sit there and wait for hours,
for a couple hours,
for traffic to filter out on a country road. It's not like it's busy or anything. I never go.
You're finding
never
any information?
93.
93.
93.
Okay.
You got it right, John. Or Gordy.
I
get your names messed up so
really
much.
Yeah, he's John. I'm Gordy.
I got to start figuring that out. Yeah.
Should we wear name tags still? Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, offering fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused, helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Madison Hearing Aid Center. Check them out online at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Take a free hearing test. Set up an appointment. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
Maybe we should dig out our press hats with their names on it.
With the press hats, yes. Press.
Remember the press hats.
Yes. The three. Remember the three Stooges?
Yeah.
They're trying to sneak in to someplace. They press, and then Curly has pull.
Yeah.
Stole the buttons off.
That is some washroom classic machine. Absolutely, yeah. A classic.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so your parents had a good time in Madison. Where'd you take them, by the way? Did you go anywhere special?
They'd never been here before.
Yeah.
I mean, they really like coffee. Took them to Michelangelo's right over here.
Right around the corner, yeah.
Right around the corner. And then we just kind of walked around, went to the terrace by, over there.
Yeah.
And
Wisconsin Union?
Yeah, that was about it because it was really hot out. So we kind of, gave up on a lot of other things that we wanted to do.
Well, you went to the UW system, right?
Yeah, I did.
And you have a student pass. You can buy beer.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. Good.
Mm-hmm. I didn't use it.
Okay.
I wish I did.
But. Yeah. you almost have to be reminded to use it.
You sit out on the patio for a while?
Yeah,
you
sit on the patio
was
for
there
about
any
an
music?
Hour.
What, did you go in the evening or?
We went during the day. Around like.
So when did you steal a chair? From the terrace. When did you steal that?
That's traditional. Steal a chair.
Really? I gotta start stealing some chairs now.
We're kidding. You get prison time for that.
Look out for that. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The other thing, I went up to Rock Springs to get some water.
Oh, yeah. You love getting water up there, don't you?
I do. And it wasn't that crowded.
No.
That's about 45 minutes north of here. Dom, in case you want some nice spring water.
What is it called? Hot Springs?
Rock Springs.
Rock Springs.
It's a little town between Baraboo and Reedsburg and out in the country there. And you can just go there with your jugs and fill up the water, get some water.
Yeah.
I go there about every three, four weeks.
Tank? Is that it?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it's 5 gallon. Mm-hmm. And fill that up. And then I have a smaller, one that's 2.5 gallons. Yeah. It's nice.
Used to be your gas container.
And you see some people out there still with, like, empty milk jugs and stuff. And I'm like, no, don't do that. That's bad plastic, man.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. Yeah. Don't do that.
You have to use plastic that doesn't leave that taste, that plastic taste. Right?
Yes.
Microplastics.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was my weekend.
Well, that sounds exciting.
I went out toward my daughter's place, and there was a winery out there on Saturday, Stable Rock Winery in Jefferson.
Yeah.
Beautiful little place out on the patio there. And I had this turkey-wrapped sandwich that was unbelievable. Yeah. And the potatoes, I'm not really a fan of potato salad, but I took it other than the chips. Like, chips or potato salad? I'm like, I don't want chips. So I'll go with the potato salad.
It was the best
potato salad I ever had. Yeah. It was so good, and it wasn't all gummy or sticky or anything.
Yeah.
It was really, really excellent.
That's the best kind. It's like almost a German potato salad where it soaks into the potatoes, but it doesn't have this sauce.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't sticky or anything, and it had a little tang to it, but it also had a little sweetness to it. It was really well. I was like, man, it was the best. I'm going back
addicts
to
you
Jefferson
to that stuff. Really?
Just to get the
potato
salad.
So how did you manage
salad?
To go out there? It's
my
not real
car.
Well,
what
made you want to go out there?
Because my daughter lives out that way. I thought maybe I'd run into her. I tried to call her, but I couldn't get a hold of her. But I just wanted to get out.
Well, that sounds exciting. That
sounds
like a good place to stop.
Yeah, there was some music there, so I checked that out. It was very nice.
All right.
Very nice. You do anything this weekend at all?
I actually did nothing. I just enjoyed it.
Cleaned the basement?
Cleaned the basement, yes. Yeah. I did a little bit of that.
That's exciting stuff.
I know.
Yeah. Did it need a good cleaning? What, did you deep clean it?
It needed a little organization. Mm. You know, the kids have moved, into their apartments now, but they leave a lot of stuff out in the open in the middle of the walking area. And I'm thinking,
that's no good.
Well, I'm taking care of this. These guys are never going to get back to it. I know kids, that's the way they are.
Yeah. Well, good.
So dad took care of it.
You're a good dad.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. 19 minutes past the hour. Pardon me. I'm all choked up. Pam Yonke's right around the corner. The Fabulous Farm Babe. Next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the Morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at SCORE.org.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Folks, it's Charlie Behrens here. Now, Madison Magazine's got this poll going for Best of Madison, and I hear that John and Gordy are up for Best Radio Team. You know, I'll tell you this much. If they're friends of Pam Yonke, they're friends of me, okay?
Okay. All right. Can you hear me?
I cannot hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Really?
Yeah, something happened to your end.
It might be something on your end.
Oh, you're in the wrong.
I think something unplugged here.
No.
No wonder I couldn't.
He plugged his headphones into the wrong.
Hang on a second. Okay, now we're ready. Okay.
You scared me here.
Oh, I was checking something else out. Never mind. Okay.
I know. It's behind the scenes stuff. You know? It's in the weeds.
It is.
All right.
Good morning to Pam Yonke.
Yes.
Good morning, Pam. Back.
Do they lay your clothes out for you before you leave for the office?
No, that's up to me, and I don't do a very good job of it. These guys can attest to that.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, he's
getting Monday.
It together. You know, it's just only 80 years in radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Just picking up on this.
Just waking up on a Monday.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Pam, let's talk about the 50 classes of butter, cheese, sour cream, and ice cream.
What?
It all sounds great to me.
Yeah, me too. And it's kind of one of those deals where the dairy competition side of the Wisconsin State Fair just keeps growing. Like I said, they had 50 different classes of different dairy products that they evaluated. That's already done. It is part of the Wisconsin State Fair, but obviously you don't want to try to get everything done through the course of that event. And you can imagine trying to get the experts together that are required for this kind of a category. You've got literally people that have to be specialists in every area of the dairy complex. And, you know, then there are expertise in specific areas, too. So just wanted to give a shout out to some of our local Wisconsin cheesemakers, the butter makers, custard, ice cream. That's all part of the categories. They keep expanding because there's so many new categories. I thought it was interesting. I looked at the, for example, custards and ice creams, and it looked like, to me, almost all of them, along with the fluid milk, are coming from locations along the lakeshore. Let's say from Green Bay, right along I-43 down to Milwaukee. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've got our standard cheese makers that are really doing an excellent job. Car Valley Cheese, Cedar Cheese, Bob Wills and his crew, the Emmy Roth location. They've got plants in Madison and the Monroe area. It looks like Klondike Cheese basically dominated everything around the Munster cheese side of things. So a lot of our local Wisconsin cheesemakers now will wait and see if their entry gets them the Grandmaster title at the Wisconsin State Fair, the one everybody kind of watches, Grandmaster Cheesemaker. But they'll also select a Grandmaster in all the other dairy categories, too. So it I've had a couple pictures that I was sharing about all the judging that has gone on at State Fair Park, and now we'll just wait for the final announcement of the Grand Masters. That'll be coming up right before the Wisconsin State Fair.
Well, it seems like custard is really picking up steam in this state.
Yeah.
Is this like a leader out of all the states in the country, custard?
I don't know about a leader, but I will tell you that because it's really interesting, I've talked to a lot of individual dairy farms that have started their own ice cream making a facility on the farm, or gelato is another category that's growing. And some of it seems to be the startup cost to do a small scale ice cream or custard. It's not as huge an investment either in time or in actual physical machinery to be able to do that. If you think about it, to make cheese on the farm, you've obviously got the dairy there, but then you also have to do different recipes, different batches. And remember, most cheese, unless it's like cheese curds, has to age for a little while.
Yeah.
That requires not only space, but obviously some patience. So we are seeing more and more dairies that are either going to bottling their own milk, or in some cases, like I said, really getting creative with the flavor profile of gelato or ice cream. And they are getting help from the Center for Dairy Research on the UW-Madison campus. Simple things that I don't think about, like crystals in ice cream or gelato. You have to work through specific procedures and processes to make sure that's not going to turn your audience off. So, like I said, it fascinates me every time I investigate this stuff. And remember, all these products, or a good chunk of these products, are going to be auctioned off during the Wisconsin State Fair, the Blue Ribbon Dairy Products Auction on August 7th. And then the money from that will be used by the Wisconsin State Fair Dairy Promotion Board. And it all goes basically towards financial support of what we call Dairy Lane. If you're at State Fair Park, you'll see dairy education platform areas, and also for scholarships for kids that are pursuing careers in the dairy industry. So kind of a full circle event coming up for Wisconsin State Fair.
How did the Rural Scholars Program work out from last week?
Yeah, that's kind of a brand new gig. And basically what it is trying to recruit rural kids to go to school on the UW-Madison campus for College of Ag and Life Sciences. And I hadn't thought about it. I went to school up at UW-River Falls, but for a lot of rural kids, the campus itself can just be intimidating. So this Rural Scholars Program brought 30 kids from 7 rural Wisconsin communities. They got to stay on campus for 4 days, so living in the dorm and getting a feel for that. And one of the gals, Tanya Cutsforth, basically said that when she talked to students after the 4 days, they said they had finally felt comfortable, like UW-Madison College of Ag and Life Sciences could be their next home.
Boy,
now we just wait and see if they enroll.
That's a big breakthrough. That you know, there is that fear of going to a different city in a huge campus.
Coming from the country. Yeah.
All right,
very
Pam.
Good, Pam.
Thank
Pam,
you.
Thank, yep.
All right, fellas.
Thank you so much.
All right.
You have a good week and a good 4th of July to you.
And we'll talk to you Friday.
You too.
Okay.
Actually, Friday, 4th of July.
Oh, 4th of July. Yeah. That's right.
Yes.
All right.
All right, Pam. We'll talk to you next time.
Yeah. That's easier to say.
29 past the hour. We're coming back with Idiocracy next on John and Gordy.
Indeed.
In the morning. Ooh, yeah.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Beef producers have been talking about the incredible prices they're receiving for their animals for a while. But what's happening with our pork producers? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Well, the latest USDA hogs and pigs report may give us some direction. Bernd Nelson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says, well, the beef cattle numbers remain tight. We've got more hogs out there than we expected.
We've got cash hogs running around $106 per hundredweight. That's a really solid price for this time of year. And one of the things that's doing this is we're finding some demand. So even though we've got some bearish news in this report that our hog numbers are up, we've also got some really supportive demand coming in. Seeing some increased demand in the pork sector as a substitute for these record high beef prices is kind of interesting.
Bernd Nelson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says while he's trying to be positive about this latest USDA hogs and pigs report, said you still have to look at the numbers. Right now, about 390,000 head higher than the last quarterly report. He says that means that right now the number of hogs in the United States is the highest inventory we've seen since June 1st, 2020. Markets are next.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 2¾ cents to 166.5. 40-pound block cheese was up a penny at 162, while the AA butter gained 2.5 cents to 256¼ per pound. So far on a Monday morning, Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up more than 200 points. July corn unchanged. December new crop down 2.5 right now at 425. Soybeans for July also unchanged, but November new crop's up a penny at 1026. The July wheat right now unchanged at 525. The July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 6 at 1762. August is up 13 at 1846 a hundredweight. Now, the quick reminder that we've just turned the page as far as June dairy activities, and now it's county fair season. If you want to follow along with the county fairs slated all across the state of Wisconsin, jump online, wifairs.com. Wifairs.com, the Wisconsin Fair Association links to all fairs are there. That's a look at what's happening in the markets on a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Our high today, right around 80. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to the low 60s. Tomorrow, a whole lot of sunshine with a high right around 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang step into the host chairs, and they're joined by Tanya Atkinson of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin to discuss Donald Trump's threats to Wisconsinites' health care. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Stephanie Miller here. Listen up, my pals John and Gordy are up for Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll.
Yes.
I know, I was surprised too. Just kidding, please vote for them because they lead into my show, and when they do well, it helps me out too. Me. Love you, John and Gordy.
We're always trying to help around.
We are. Stephanie Miller.
That drives us on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are up for Best of Madison, and today is the last day to vote.
Yeah.
You can go to WMDXradio.com and vote for us. Also,
thank God, right?
Yeah.
Guys shut up
about being in Best of Madison. Tired of hearing about. Yeah. Well, today's the last day to vote. We've teamed up with Sugar River Pizza Company. They're also up for Best of Madison. So you can go to our website, go to WMDXradio.com, look for the banner there that says Best of Madison, and you can vote. And you can also enter into a contest where, because we've been nominated, along with Sugar River Pizza, we're celebrating by throwing pizza parties around Madison. And we just started this up, so you can enter that contest, and you and a bunch of your friends from your workplace or your office can have a pizza party on us. We will deliver the pizzas right to your workplace and have a good time.
Yes.
Yes. It's going to be fun. So enter that contest and be sure to vote for John and Gordy for Best of Madison and Sugar River Pizza, too.
That's right. We're riding the coattails of Sugar River Pizza.
That's right.
They're the winners. We're hoping, you know, that rubs off on us, or at least some, you know, mozzarella cheese.
Well, yeah. Their pizzas are unbelievably great.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. I love it.
This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. A lot has changed since they opened up in 1958, but some things have remained constant. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products and unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com.
All right.
Kurt says, sounds like bribery to me. No, not really. We're just celebrating the fact that
Kurt.
We're having pizza with people that like us.
You caught us.
Maybe they voted for us, but maybe not.
Kurt's right.
All right. There we go.
Well, you know, a little coercion, you know. I mean, look what Trump is doing to Senator Tom Tillis, right?
Oh, man.
Saying, hey, look, I'm going to primary you if you don't vote for the big bad bill. And Tillis says, well, I'm not running again.
Yeah, that's what his answer was.
So, yeah.
And Tillis also said Republicans are about to make a big mistake. That's what he said.
I know. You know, I had a few stories on this big bad bill, and I can't read them now.
Why
because
not?
It's changed.
Because they keep changing the bill.
They keep changing it. The parliamentarian in the Senate keeps saying,
you can't do that.
That ain't going to do it. And then she sends it back, and then they rewrite it, and then she looks at it again, and then they approve the changes that have taken place, and a lot of it is just, you know, mind-bogglingly detailed. So we'll have that. Eventually. I didn't know that they were still kind of rewriting that stuff. And Democrats were supposedly reading this off in the Senate. How do they read something that's still, you know, in the process of being either coerced or rewritten?
Yeah. Well, and if it goes the way it's still written, I think 16 million people get big cuts to Medicare, something like that.
It's worse than that.
A lot of people losing food share.
I don't know where it became normal that we have a president coercing people to vote for a budget bill that they don't like.
Yeah.
Or they don't think is very good.
Yeah.
I mean, coercion is not the way you pass a bill. Right? I mean, you convince them by the process, by saying that this is going to do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And it's not just threats. I don't know. What a world. What a change in atmosphere in this country.
Yeah.
Well, it's a dictatorship for you.
Well, we'll see if they can pass this big, bad bill.
Well, you would think everybody would be against it because, Elon has come out against it.
Right.
Oh, Elon, he hates it now. Oh, well.
Yeah, once again.
He's Mr. Popular, isn't he? No, not really.
He said it's utterly insane.
It is. Bill.
That's his quote. Insane. Utterly insane.
He wanted more cuts.
I mean, if anybody knows insanity, it's Elon.
Right. So. He would much rather put apartheid in place. So I'm not taking his advice anytime soon.
Right.
In fact, Professor Scott Galloway, he's got an opinion on Musk as well, and I'm going to play something from him in Idiocracy.
Okay.
Did we play Idiocracy's intro already?
No, because we did the Best of Madison.
Oh, yeah.
You want to hear the intro?
That damn thing.
You want to hear the intro? You want to hear the intro?
Well, yes. Yeah, why not?
Just a little snippet of it.
Yeah, a little snippet of it.
You got to use it. Use it or lose it.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
We're there.
Here we are.
Rambling, incoherent. We got to get to this.
Okay. Professor Scott Galloway is a wonderful person. He knows how to fine tune his message. and he really knows his stuff about the economy. We're going to hear his opinion in just a moment, but I want to get to a little introduction that Nicole Wallace did for Scott Galloway a while back. And I have this this cut here. This is how she describes Scott Galloway. Let's listen to Cut 70.
Enter Scott Galloway. New York Times has called Galloway the Howard Stern of the business world, serving up a, quote, heady cocktail of data-driven analysis that appeals to his core audience of men and gives them something they're not getting elsewhere, quote, permission to have feelings. Galloway stands alone in his ability to crack the code of the manosphere and not just understand that world, but reach through to them. His best-selling books and podcasts, he's an author, an entrepreneur, professor, and hosts many hit podcasts.
There you go. That's Scott Galloway. Okay, that's her description of Scott.
Sounds like an interesting guy.
Yeah, breaking into that manosphere that Doug and St. Francis is trying to put together
a
competition.
To get us into,
some kind of monster truck deal. Well, we'll get to him later on. Here's Galloway's opinion of Elon, and it's a wonderful description. Let's listen.
Somehow we've decided in America that innovation and money replaces or obviates or excuses depravity. Cutting off aid to HIV-positive mothers, deciding what veterans should get benefits, cutting off SNAP payments, which have shown to have a positive net return when people run out of money for food at the end of the month. I mean, I think one of the wonderful things about being an American, and quite frankly, what it means to be a man and what I try to teach my boys is the whole point of prosperity is such that you can protect people. And I think the two of you are more impressed with Mr. Musk than I am. I think if somebody is making Nazi salutes, if somebody is being sued concurrently by two women for sole custody of their child because that person has not spent any time with that child, when someone is so severely addicted to drugs they can't get their shit together to show up to the White House without looking exceptionally high, I don't think that's the right role model for young men. So what I would ask to all of us is look at what money has done to us. That if someone can land a rocket on metal scissors or create a great EV, he's a genius. He's the wealthiest man in the world. But does that mean we should excuse depravity? Does that mean, unlike Bill Gates, he's not using his billions to help people? He's not planting trees, the shade of which he won't sit under? I think this is an individual who has literally come off the tracks, who is rabidly addicted to drugs, and is using his immense power to get people elected, and that too many of us excuse what is abhorrent behavior. I think his legacy is not going to be an EV or putting rockets into space. I think it's going to be unnecessary death, disease, and disability of the world's most vulnerable. That is not what it means to be an innovator. It's not what it means to be an American. It's not what it means to be a man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did see that clip.
That was Pierce saying, wow. It wasn't us.
Yeah. Pierce Morgan?
Yeah.
No, that was a really interesting interview, and I did see that. And Scott Galloway, man, he's right on.
I know.
Amazing.
I
mean, because that's what it's come to. We got this guy who's doing all this damage to the government on behalf of rich people.
Yeah.
You know, so the rich can get ultra rich, super rich.
Why isn't something like this obvious to the megas out there?
I don't know.
To my mega friend in Milwaukee or CJ or any of the other, or Gary. Doesn't call this show, but he calls the other shows. Mm. Gary, what's wrong with you, man?
Call us anytime, Gary.
That's all right, you know.
Well, maybe he sleeps in. I don't know.
You know we got so tired of Elon, right? It's so nice to see him not around anymore.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we still have Trump to deal with, and wow. Mm. All right, but, you know, somebody else has kind of a... Not so great opinion of things going on, and it's Joni Ernst. Remember her comment about, you know, everybody has to die, right? I saved this.
There's more?
I saved this because I thought this was just laughably funny. It is a Republican pundit trying to defend Joni Ernst's condescending comments.
I thought
you know, it's so much fun to hear them dance around this and try to explain it and make it sound better than it really is. You can't repair this, but anyway, they try, and I don't know who this is. Like I said, it's a right-wing pundit. Let's listen to her struggle with this. All right.
And I'm really, really glad that I did not have to bring up the subject of the Tooth Fairy as well.
What did you think about a sitting U.S. senator responding that way to her constituents' concerns?
Listen, I think she was trying to do a play on words, actually, is... the fear-mongering has got to stop.
What?
Right? We are cutting... we are not cutting Medicaid. We're actually trying to shore Medicaid up so it's there for the people that need it most. But these town halls have gotten a little bit out of hand with the fear-mongering and just, quite frankly, the flat-out lies. Let's have an open and honest...
constituents. I'm with you on the concern. Real Americans who are expressing concern.
Well, there's a right way and a wrong way to express the concern. Do it in a respectful fashion, and let's have a conversation.
Oh, I love that. Let's have a conversation. I'm so tired of that phrase. I can't handle it anymore. When I hear it, I want to go right off the rails. Let's have a conversation. They never want to have a conversation. They're just pushing us around. They have the majority. Oh my God. Let's have a conversation. You're not in power, so screw you. Thanks for the conversation. My God, really. You know, when you hear something like that, it's just, yes, it's all, you know, the rhetoric has to be toned down. Joni Ernst had no respect whatsoever to her constituents at all. There was no conversation there. She made fun of them.
Yeah.
So
we're all gonna die.
Oh, I don't know. Well, yeah, with your stuff. God. All right. Well, I don't know. You know, it's hard to explain sometimes.
It is.
Oh.
Coming up tomorrow, by the way, I want to mention a couple of things. We've got Brian Belafon, who's the author of the book, The Sultan of Garbage. I love the title of this. This is all about, you know, we've heard stories for years about this garbage out in the ocean that has been collected. And
plastics and stuff.
Well, we're going to find out more about that. And also Liz Johnston will join us from Serenity Pet Spa, as she does about once a month. Find out how to treat your pet and how to be nice to them by giving them spa treatment and a whole lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Coming back with more of John and Gordy for a Monday morning, last day of June. Be back after this.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, the TV's too loud.
What? I can't hear you over the TV.
If this sounds like your house, it's time to visit Madison Hearing Aid Center. They'll help you turn down the TV and the arguments. With technology utilizing AI and a team that actually listens, they'll have you hearing things you didn't even know you were missing.
Well, that shirt looks nice on you.
I haven't heard that in 20 years.
Visit MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the Recombobulation Area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
The Dane County Humane Society offers programs for humans of all ages.
Oh, wow.
For kids, there's Camp Paw Print, Scout Workshops, After Dark, and the new Camp Wildside. They also offer field trips, birthday parties, wow, service days, and their new Paws and Pages reading program. Learn more at giveshelter.org/education.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
City. I can't wait to feel my wheels rolling and I'm on my way. I've been gone so long now.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Great song.
Yeah.
Going back to Mad City.
It's a beautiful start to our day here in Madison. Sunshine and looking good. 66 degrees currently. Highs in the low 80s today. We might get a couple of spots of rain early afternoon, but otherwise looking pretty nice for this last day of June.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen in this country now that the Supreme Court has allowed a lot of these injunctions to just go to the wayside, right? I mean, they only apply to the people that are in court. Mm. It doesn't apply nationwide anymore.
The birthright thing?
Yeah, with just everything.
Everything.
Well, yeah. Birthright was the first thing, but now this applies to everything else across the board.
Oh, yeah.
The idea is this. And I don't understand this because these are the Supreme Court justices. You'd think they know a little bit more about the law instead of John Peterson telling them what the law is. But if it's against the Constitution,
yes,
it doesn't matter.
And a federal judge rules on it,
yes,
in a circuit or wherever,
right? Then it should stop it nationwide because
that's
that.
That's the way it's always been.
The Constitution applies to the entire country.
And that's the way it's been.
That's the way it's been.
Up till now.
How they made that change is stunning to me. I don't get it. I wish Jim Santel was here right now because I have so many questions. I am so done with the Supreme Court. I've never seen a more radical Supreme Court in my entire life. All weekend I was just pacing. I was thinking, why didn't we just change the number of people on the Supreme Court? Why didn't we do that? We listened to the old Democrats. We can't do that. I don't know what. You know, I'm just done with these people. Let's change these people. Let's get rid of them. I don't want them in Congress anymore. Mm. If they can't make the right decisions, let's get younger people who are more driven make the right decisions.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, just settle down. Remember your blood pressure. Just take a deep breath, John.
I do care for you.
Come on. Take a breath.
Yeah. Well, it's just one of those things, and we really have to, change the way things are. I don't want to see Governor Evers go. I think that he should run for election.
Really?
Again. Dan Schaefer is saying, no. Oh, yeah. He's great. He's good. I really like him. I think he does well. But he's too old.
Mm.
My ass, he's too old.
Well, he's your age.
Stop it. Yes. Yes, he's my age. So I
think that has something to do with it.
It has a lot to do with it. I feel insulted, Dan. Hidden reason why. I didn't want to tell anybody, but thank you, Gordy, for telling everybody my secret.
Well,
but I don't think, it's time to turn him out the pasture.
Well, don't you think it's up to him, though, to make that decision?
I mean, yes, up to Dan Schaefer.
No, not to Dan Schaefer, to Tony Evers. Yeah, maybe he doesn't feel like doing that anymore. Maybe he's had enough.
This Marquette poll came out,
okay?
And it seemed like, people were tipping toward not having him run again in the poll.
Right.
But if you broke down the poll, you'd find out that like 91 or 92% of the Democrats want to see him run again. And the only reason it looks like they don't want to see him run again, it's because like 98% of the Republicans don't want him to run again. Mm. So we can't go by that poll. It's ridiculous. So let's please. I want to see him run. He's moderate, and I think the state needs that. I think a lot of Republicans appreciate that. Put a stop to what the Republicans are doing in the legislature, right? Mm-hmm. At least some of it.
Well, now I'm hearing that maybe Hovde is going to jump in as a Republican nominee. Does that change your mind about Tony Evers running?
That's funny. Hovde, after running for Senate,
went
back out to California to live. So he wants to run Wisconsin. It's like, maybe his home away from home.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this? Mm. Why do we let these carpetbaggers in our state? I don't know.
Yeah. Dom, what are you trying to tell us
here?
Yeah.
What's up? Actually, we got a Facebook message from Tanya Ray. I think that's what your name is. Last day to vote for John and Gordy in the morning in the 2025 Madison's Magazines.
Yes. Madison Magazine. Thank you, Tanya.
From everywhere.
Tanya, that's great. Yes, we want to remind everybody, today's the last day to vote for us. We don't find out the results for a couple of months.
But we'll take credit for winning before that.
Until they tell us something different.
I can feel the momentum.
Can you really? Is that what you're feeling?
That's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Well, that's just something I ate last night, and it's not agreeing with me.
It's easy to vote. You can just go to WMDXradio.com, and you can vote. You can get to the link right there.
You make it sound so natural, so
normal.
You go
up to the banner. So easy to do. It says Best of Madison. You just click on that, and then it takes you right through the process. Okay?
All right. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to
get those last minute votes. What if we got to go for it today. Today's the last day. So
I want to play something real quick here.
We only have a minute.
This is Tom Suzy. He's a Republican. And he had this to say. This is cut 226. Can we play that really quick? Let's play it here. Right.
There's got to be some waste, fraud, and abuse.
There's no question.
And that's $600 billion.
There's waste, fraud, and abuse throughout government. There's no question about that. And we have to go after waste, fraud, and abuse.
No.
But let's recognize that two-thirds of the people in nursing homes are paid for with Medicaid.
Right.
It's senior citizens.
But you
children.
Can see that there is room to trim in that area.
No.
Yeah, but what we're seeing from DOGE, what we've been
seeing so far, a lot of it's just been reckless. You have to have a plan. That's it can't just be reckless and just cut without a plan as to how you're going to still deliver the important services.
So there's agreement that something should be done. Just a question on how to do it from your perspective.
Yes, probably. But, you know, I'm so tired of Democrats ceding this whole question of waste, fraud, and abuse. There isn't any. There really isn't any of this. They have audits constantly. They have people looking at the figures all the time. The only waste, fraud, and abuse are things that they don't like, that Doge didn't like. Oh, my God. Dude, okay. Does somebody have to school these people?
Okay, take a break here. All right. Just relax. We will be back with more of John and Gordy for a Monday after this.
Too much coffee.
Hold on, man.
Too much coffee.
Take it easy.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ambush on first responders. Two Idaho firefighters killed. The gunman also dead. Police say he set a brush fire on a mountainside near Coeur d'Alene, then opened fire on first responders who showed up to try to put it out. A tactical response team used cell phone data to hone in on an area where they found the suspect's body with a rifle nearby. The Senate is set to vote today on President Trump's budget bill. Two Republican senators voting no in preliminary votes, including North Carolina's Tom Tillis.
Tillis says that he's voting against the bill because he doesn't like the changes that it makes to Medicaid and that it would negatively affect Medicaid recipients in his state. That's been his primary reason.
ABC's Ali Pekoran. President Trump threatening Tillis with a primary challenge if he voted against it, which he did. Tillis then announcing he will not be running again. Hours after New York City's Pride Parade, a shooting near the historic Stonewall Inn left two teenagers hurt. This is ABC News.